Dwight, the all new number nine shirt. Tell me, have you been surprised by how much stall is put by it and how much people want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive achievement to be given it, and I'm fully grateful to be honoured with it. I obviously know the previous players that played under it, and it's a great expectation for me, but I thrive under it, and hopefully I can perform and get some goals.
Is it easy to put it out of your mind, the fact that people keep telling you Shearer had it, Ferdinand had it, Andy Cole, I mean, some of the great, great modern-day strikers?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be alongside those names, but when you come out to the game each week, you're not really thinking about that. You're just focused on the tactical side of the game and just trying to go out there and perform well for the team around me and get the results for the fans.
Yeah, at the same time, though, it must be a great honour to know that that quality and that calibre of player had it before you.
Yeah, obviously, it's been mentioned to me loads of times, and it's a great achievement to be, like as I said, be along those names. And if I can do a half as good as them lot, I'd be a great achievement for myself and for the team. Hopefully we can just keep working towards what we're looking for, which is promotion at the end of the season.
Had you thought about it before you came here, when you signed? I'm sure people mentioned it, but presumably you can't really think about things like that.
No, I mean, when I first signed, that was the last thing on my mind, to be honest. I was just buzzing to get started and be at a big club, and to play in front of 50,000 every week was going to be a great looking forward to it for me, really. But obviously, when the number nine shirt sort of started talking about it and who was going to get it, I jumped at the chance to be up to nominate myself or to go for it, and luckily I was given it, and like I said, I'm just looking forward to performing.
So it's not something you're afraid of? I mean, that's good.
No, obviously, at the end of the day, I set examples and I set targets for myself, and I don't think the number nine is going to scare me in terms of that. I always set myself a target to get to, and that's obviously just comes with it, I suppose.
Yeah, and no two strikers are the same. We've had chance to watch you. We'd seen you, you know, for opponents, and while Shearer differs from Ferdinand, who's different to Andy Cole, I think you're different even still. I mean, you're not the fox in the box, are you? I mean, from what we've seen, you play a lot of football in and around the 18-yard box.
I don't know what sort of striker I am.
You don't know what you do?
No, I just try to work hard and just try and help out the team where I can in midfield, as well as holding up the ball if I can, and then when I get the chances in front of goal, then I just try and score the goals, really.
You're a busy player, for want of a better phrase. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing, if everyone's working hard, you're going to make it easy for the team, and I think that's the least you can ask for in a player, is to work hard and to shut down players, and I think if we're all doing that together and got it tactically aware, we'll be fine this season.
And how have you settled in? I mean, not just on a personal note, but as a team, I mean, you could sense at Fulham, it's a getting to know you process, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got 6-7 new players in the starting 11, and it is difficult, but we're only going to get stronger throughout the season, and the manager's the perfect man for the job for tactically setting us up, and I thought we was maybe a bit nervy, there was a bit of anxiety in the team, but looking back at the game and the stats, we was there or thereabouts in terms of possession, and we was the dominant side, but perhaps wasn't the best going forward, perhaps. But tactically, we were set up right, and I think if we would have scored first, we would have went on to win 2 or 3-0, and this conversation wouldn't be coming up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you've got 2 home games now to put it right. I mean, you must be desperate to play Huddersfield and then Reading.
Yeah, obviously, every game in division is going to be hard, but after last Friday, we was buzzing, not excited, but we needed to get out there and play, and we'd rather play the midweek game, obviously, and it's been a long few days training, and obviously the boys want to get it out of their mind from last Friday, the defeat and the upset, and hopefully we can perform against Huddersfield on Saturday and give something back to the fans.
Was the overriding emotion finally maybe one of frustration, and you want to take that frustration out on Huddersfield?
Yeah, I mean, all the boys are feeling the same way. We was gutted after the game because I think there was so much expectation and from all the players around thinking that we should have got something out of the game. And obviously after that, you're looking at getting the next result where you can, and for it to be 8 days afterwards, it's been a long few days training, and the boys are just raring to go for Saturday.